The sea lions dwelling beneath the Santa Cruz Wharf are one of many thousands of species that populate the biologically rich waters of Monterey Bay. Normally a strict coastal creature, last year local sea lions traveled hundreds of miles offshore in search of edible fish, say marine researchers at UC Santa Cruz. This freakish behavior is one sign of a major shift in the ocean. A team of scientists from five countries conducted a study of marine biodiversity using regional ocean models and global fisheries data. Findings of their four-year study were published November 3rd in Science magazine. Their predictions paint a dark picture for the future of the world's fisheries. Marine diversity loss has already affected the stability of the ocean's ecosystems, they say, and if this trend continues, the global seafood market will run dry by 2048.
It's a scary scenario.
David Helvarg, president of Blue Frontier Campaign and author of 50 Ways to Save the Ocean, points to the report's assertion that estuaries, coral reefs, wetlands, and oceanic fish are all rapidly losing populations, species, or entire groups.
There is a catastrophe in our oceans in terms of the loss of marine wildlife that's documented in this new science report, and we really could lose most of our edible species of wildlife and the diversity of the oceans by mid-century.
Helvarg says overfishing is a key part of the problem.
On a global scale, what we're seeing is giant corporate factory trawlers, government subsidizing fleets that have greater capacity than the ecology and habitat of the fish can support.
Kate Wing, Oceans Policy Analyst with Natural Resources Defense Council, or NRDC.
For too long, a lot of these fisheries have been managed by the people who have a direct financial interest in them, the processors, the people who are making money off of them. Even though it's a public resource, the public hasn't been given a chance to have a say and say, hey, enough is enough.
Wing says seafood consumers are a driving force behind the drop in ocean life.
We just can't keep eating as many fish as we have in the past. Fish is something special. It's not something you get to eat every day. And when you do eat it, you should make smart choices. There are a lot of guides on how you can eat smarter, support fishermen who are fishing in more sustainable ways.
15 years ago, the Santa Cruz Harbor had about 100 small and mid-sized commercial fishing boats docked there. Today, only half are left, while recreational crafts, such as whale watching and sightseeing boats, have swelled in numbers. Many other cities report larger drops in commercial fishing vessels. Kevin Carney, who docks his small commercial crabbing boat at Santa Cruz Harbor, was dismissive of the findings in Science magazine.
I think it's sensationalism. It's just some scientists that decided, we're going to make this huge claim that all the fish are going to be gone in 40 years. Well, they said that 40 years ago, that the fish were all going to be gone by now, but they're not.
Santa Cruz Port Director Brian Foss maintains the Pacific Fisheries Management Council, which regulates West Coast commercial fishing, is effective.
You know, our fisheries basically are still healthy, and there are sustainable fisheries out there, albacore and salmon and crab. Yes, we've seen some species that are not as abundant as they were before, but those are under management plans, such as the rockfish, which has a complete moratorium commercially on it.
But Kate Wing of NRDC says most of the protections currently in place only look at one species.
In the ocean, everything is connected. That fish gets eaten by something, and in return, that fish eats something else to survive. So just by focusing on individual pieces, we're not focusing on what we call an ecosystem basis. Then we're really missing what's going on in the ocean, and that's part of what's caused the problems that we have today.
The Science magazine report cites other factors besides overfishing, which play a role in declining ocean wildlife. Coastal migration and associated development, offshore oil exploration, and global warming all contribute to marine species loss. However, the results also show that trends in declining sea life are still reversible if dramatic changes in ocean policy are enacted today. Reporting in Santa Cruz, Vinny Lombardo, Free Speech Radio News.